The 39th Annual Appalachian Studies Association Conference was held last week at Shepherd University. Over 800 people attended the four-day event, which explored the culture and the future of Appalachia. Conference presenters spoke about many topics, including diversity and social justice throughout Appalachia. One of the main focuses of the conference this year was about confronting Appalachian stereotypes that portray all people from the region as white, rural hill folk. Responding to these stereotypes led one African-American poet, Frank X. Walker, to coin the phrase Afrolachian a few years ago. Walker was the keynote speaker at this year's ASA conference. For years, the Appalachian Studies Association Conference has focused on environmental issues, relating them to cultural, literary, and historical writing and scholarly studies about Appalachia. Dealing with Appalachian stereotypes is nothing new, and neither is trying to diversify the canon of Appalachian writers and thinkers. But this year, the inclusion of many diverse voices throughout Appalachia was the main focus of the ASA conference, which was named Diversity and Unity, A New Appalachia.
This year's conference theme acknowledges that it's time to right our whole history and to right our wrongs.
That's Afrolachian poet Frank X. Walker, who gave the keynote talk during this year's conference. Walker is a Kentucky native and he teaches at the University of Kentucky. He coined the term Afrolachian, which refers to African Americans who are from Appalachia.
My first year at the Kentucky Book Festival, a white man walked up to my booth and announced that he'd been looking at his map all day and didn't see no Afrolachia nowhere.
Walker said the man was serious, so he decided to play a little joke on him.
I smiled, considered my many optional responses, and asked him if he'd been using a black and white map or a full color map. When he responded with black and white, I reckon, I said, well, that's the problem. You need a colored map to see Appalachia.
Walker said the man walked away, scratching his head, still not sure how to find Appalachia. And finding Appalachia, or rather reclaiming Appalachia, that's what Walker spoke about to a packed auditorium. He said that though Afrolachia had been a word in the Oxford Dictionary since 2011, some still don't accept it.
My critics have pledged allegiance to a study that said Appalachia is more striking in its homogeneity than its diversity, and that rural Appalachia lags behind rural America, urban Appalachia lags behind urban America, and metropolitan Appalachia lags behind metropolitan America, to perhaps plant the idea that Appalachia was not really America.
Walker went on to name many African-American social activists and intellectual thinkers who are from Appalachia, but who often are not identified as Appalachians.
When people talk about the father of Black History Week, Carter G. Woodson, who was born in New Canton, Virginia, a former sharecropper and miner who attended Berea College before going on to become the second African-American to receive a PhD from Harvard, neither he nor perhaps an even more famous American ex-slave, Virginia's Booker T. Washington, that I ever recognized as sons of Appalachia.
And he called for fellow Appalachians to reclaim African-American cultural gems who are from the Appalachian South, but are often excluded from studies about the region as a whole.
When people talk about the woman known as the mother of the blues, Rome, Georgia's Bessie Smith, Black Mountain, North Carolina's Grammy Award-winning Roberta Flack. Y'all know Killing Me Softly with his song.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
Walker said that even though the Oxford American Dictionary defines an Appalachian as an African American living in Appalachia, when he and his colleagues began using the word years ago, it was meant to include people who are from many different races and places, including Hispanic Appalachians and even Asian Appalachians.
To us, it was about making the invisible visible, or giving voice to a previously muted or silenced voice.
And giving voice to minority groups in Appalachia, that's the challenge that Walker said will determine the future of the region. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Shepherdstown.